With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jaden's Voice. I hope everyone had a good week, and I hope everyone completed their challenge for this week for bringing Jesus into a conversation or just spreading the love and the works of Jesus. Which, for that, on that note, I want to give a shout out to Fat Jack's. I don't know if anyone's ever been or heard of it. It's a deli pub diner in Lakeland, and I went with my friend, and it was my first time ever going, and someone paid for me and his breakfast, which I've never had that happen to me before. And I don't know, like, I wasn't particularly nice to anyone, like, extremely out of the ordinary. I just said good morning, I said hi, and someone decided to pay for our breakfast, which they didn't tell us who it was. They said that they wanted to stay anonymous, so I didn't get to thank them. But I did want to give a shout out on here for that, because that's just showing such generosity and showing how there's still kindness in the world, which we don't see that often anymore. So I will be planning on paying it forward and finding someone to pay for their meal too. So I just wanted to put that out there. And for me specifically on how I spread the word of Jesus or talked to someone about it, I always, every time I go to a restaurant, I carry my Jesus Loves You little figurines. And I bring them to every restaurant, so every time I eat, I give it to my server at the end. So that's my little, like, how I bring him into conversation. They always end up liking them, they see them. So, like, I've never had someone say, oh my gosh, like, no, like, I don't want this, or I don't believe in God. It's been more so because, like, you don't know at the end of the day when you're handing it to someone how it's going to happen. It's always been, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much. Or, like, they get very excited because, like, they've always wanted one and they never have. So then they'll be like, God bless you, or something within that, which that's my little, like, bringing God into it. So that's for that. But for today, our topic is friendships. This message is not to discourage anyone or me try to attack someone in any way if I'm pointing out a certain type of friendship for you. I just felt like this is something that I needed to share because I've had my fair share of different types of friendships. And I'm still working on separating them and figuring out what columns everyone falls in, because I am that person where I'm so trusting that it's a problem, where I wear my heart on my sleeve, which, if you know that expression, like, they say not to do that. And I always am just so trusting where I consider everyone my best friend when they're not. And there's a difference between, like, a ride or die and a friend. And then there's a difference between a friend and a close friend. There's a difference between a close friend and a godly friend. And then there is a difference between an acquaintance and a friend. But they all can mix in. Like, an acquaintance can become a friend to then a close friend to a best ride or die friend or godly friend. I do like separating my godly friends from my regular friends, just because they are special in my heart, because they help bring me closer to God. And some friendships don't do that, which, again, that's not me saying that that's bad, because I don't have all godly friends, but at the end of the day, I feel like my godly friends are the ones that are going to be my ride or die closest friends. So that's why I kind of wanted to go into that today. And then also I did want to talk about like the level of toxic friends, because at the end of the day, they're not friends, but everyone has probably eventually had that toxic friendship. So I'll go into some stories about that on what I've dealt with toxic friendships and how I've moved forward from that. And it's made me who I am today. So I don't regret them being in my life, but it's also like something that was something that hurt me. So I'm going to go into that. So first I'm going to talk about acquaintances, just so then you can see how I define them, which for me, I define acquaintances as someone like I work with or I go to school with that I say hi to, small talk with, but like you're not going to see me going and having a sleepover with them. But like we could go bowling, we could go to church together. It's just someone that I'm not going to talk about my personal life with. So just because you go to church with them doesn't mean they automatically fall as one of your godly friends either. It's just that you have common ground and you're just enjoying your time, but you're not gonna confide in your life to them, which, I mean, my acquaintances, I definitely would say are my work friends. I talk to them, small talk, we get through our work shifts, and I enjoy spending time with them. And I'm not saying that they can't turn into a higher friendship, but as of like right now, because especially since I just got the job that I'm at right now, there are newly friendships that are forming, so they're acquaintances to me, but I don't treat them any differently. I'm just not going to tell them my personal life story. So for friends, this is the one that I'm gonna have to explain close friends and friends together, because it's a little tricky, because this is the one that I have problems with on separating the two, because I feel like once you pass the acquaintance stage, to me, they automatically go to the close friends, just because I am a pretty much open book, where like I have that, like, I just tell people everything. I'm just that person. And that's fine if that's not you. I mean, that's great if it's not you. But then it's also okay that it is you, because you are a very trusting person, and that is not a bad quality to have. People make it that it is, but it's not, because you also forgive easier, and that's something that I am grateful for, having that quality. It also doesn't help, because it may make you look like you're a pushover or a doormat, but that's not the case. You can forgive, but never forget what happens. And that is one thing that I want you guys, if that is you, to remember, that you do not have to forget what the person did to you if they betrayed you in that sense. But for me, a friend and close friend, they are the level up from an acquaintance, where you can go spend the night at their house, you go do dinner together, go on hikes that are going to take an extra long time, like hangouts that will be there for a longer sitting than an acquaintance would. Because yes, work schedules, they take a while, but you're not talking and constantly hanging out with your acquaintance during your work shift. Or like if you go to the movies, you're not really talking. You guys are going to see movies, so you guys are not going alone pretty much. I mean, bowling, yeah, you can do that with an acquaintance, but usually, like, I would say that there's more than just you two there. It's like more of a group setting, which you can be with and getting to know a person more to become a friend. So that's why that would be under acquaintance. But also, like, it's just someone that you enjoy hanging out with, and it can be one-on-one, and it goes smoothly, and there's no drama, and it's just easy to hang out with. But also, like, close friend, you start to confide more into. So you can talk about crushes or like what happened with your family the other day. Like, you just are able to talk to them more, and that is good to have, but it's also something you have to be careful, because again, they are not your ride or dies. So if it's something that you don't care that they use against you, then I mean, you can share it, which that is again like what I've had to learn. And a lot of my close godly friends have told me that my guard has been up, and I don't really share things. And I'm working on that now, because I used to be such an oversharer that then it ended up biting me in the butt, and I've gotten betrayed so much by friendships that I have stopped sharing my life, and that's not also okay because we were created to talk to people. Like, humans are created to live with one another and be friends and get married. So that is something that I am working on, but also I've learned that I've had to separate and make the difference known on who my ride or die, who my godly friends are, and then who my close friends are, my friends and my acquaintances. Okay, so next are ride or dies. I consider the ride or dies the people that will drop anything to come make sure you're okay. Literally just this week, one of the people I consider one of my ride or dies, I called him up and I told him how I was upset, and he literally called out of work for the next morning, drove an hour to come see me. He brought me to dinner, we went and got ice cream, we came back to my apartment, we watched a movie, and I was laughing the whole time. It was just a carefree, stress-free environment, and I was so happy to see him, and he made sure I was okay. My acquaintances wouldn't do that. My friends, I don't even think would do that. That's why I have to say, a ride or die, that is like their highest standard, that's what they would do. But ride or dies do not have to be close to you. I mean, he was an hour away, but I also have ride or dies that I know that are in other states that if I tell them upset, they will walk out of class to call me and FaceTime me and make sure I'm okay. And we're having our conversation and we'll talk for hours until I'm feeling better. But the difference between ride or dies and then close friends and friends is ride or dies are going to tell you if you're wrong. They're not going to be scared to hurt your feelings. They're going to tell you as it is. Because sometimes friends don't really know where you stand, and they tiptoe around your feelings and they say how your feelings are valid, even if they aren't. But ride or dies are going to tell you no. Like, you're wrong. You need to fix this. There's those instances that's happened to me. I have two other ride or dies that are home friends, that one I met in high school and one was a childhood one. And I call them up when I have a problem and they will tell me if I'm wrong. They will be like, Jaden, no, I don't know what you just said, but you need to fix that. But then there are times that they're like, wait, what? Like, they said what? And they're like, no, you were right for that. But I know I can trust their opinion because they have told me when I was wrong and they have told me when I was right. And I'm not saying that other friends or close friends can't do that. Again, this is how I separate all of them, and this is how I've had to, because I've had mistaken close friends for ride or die friends and friends for close friends. So now this is how I say these are my people. But now I'm also saying that my ride or dies could also be my godly friends. But godly friends I have to put in its own category only because they help me get pulled to a higher standard. They are my like-minded people through Christ, and I feel like they deserve their own category for that. And if you don't have what I would consider godly friends, that is okay. But if you want them, that's also okay, and that is a great thing because they're going to help you get pulled to a higher standard. My godly friends, I can count on us going every Monday to an SEU worship Monday night sermon. And we carpool together. Everything pretty much with us relates to something with the Bible and how we talk with each other. We hold each other accountable. I struggle with gossiping and foul language, which I never used to use foul language. So I find it very odd that cursing has just became normal for me, and that is a sin. So my friends know we've told each other what we need to be held accountable for, and we work with each other with it. So if I curse, they're like, Jaden, pause, don't say that. And then they were like, restate your sentence. And then I restate what I was just saying without cursing. And it's helped me show me how many times I've cursed, and I've realized I've cursed less and less now. And I think about what I say before I say it, which is always a good trait to have. But then also with the gossiping, we've agreed, a few of us, that we all have that problem. And that when we say something, even though we know it's going to stay between just us, we still feel guilty at the end of us saying it. And we know that that's our conscience telling us we shouldn't. So before we say something, if we're going to, they'll be like, well, is this gossiping? And then we're going to be like, oh, well, I guess kind of. They're like, all right, then we're not going to hear it. And that's how we've learned to do it, which for anyone who needs gossiping defined, gossiping is talking about someone that isn't in the room with you when you're about to say it. So like, say you're saying like, oh, so-and-so said this, and then like she or he is in the room, like in the conversation, that's not gossiping. Cause like you're all there in that conversation, you're going to laugh and joke. But if that person you're like, he or she said this and they're not there, then that's gossiping and that's not okay. So there is that difference, but also gossiping and telling your friend something that they need to know that isn't great, that those are different too. So I just want to make that clear. But we've helped each other stay accountable, but we've also helped get raised to higher standards. One of my friends called me last week and asked if me and our other friend would like to do a serve day at her church in her home community, which in the Bible it says, Mark 10:45 states, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. Now that's showing like Jesus was the all power. Like he became flesh and blood for us to learn our feelings and learn all the things that we've had to go through so he can relate to us. But also it's showing if God
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Created his son to also serve and not be served because God is king, that we should be serving too. So her having that, she's calling me to a higher standard for me to serve our community as well, just like Jesus did. And that's how I show that like my godly friends help me be held to a higher standard. When I told them I wanted to get involved in church, they were all for it. They were like, do it. Like, no. And my church that I went to, I had to sign a waiver form saying like I wasn't going to do like a list of things. And at first I was nervous because I was like, I don't do most of those things I don't do any of those things really on that list anymore. Like that's not who I am now. But it was the fact that I had to write it on paper, and we sat down and we talked about it and they helped me and they were like, listen, like you already don't really do this. So it's like you're not giving up anything. They understood where I was coming from and why I was nervous, because it's a lot putting your signature on a pen and paper and saying, like, I will not. Because what happens if you slip up? Like, what happens? I get kicked out of not being able to serve anymore at church. It was just a lot for me because I get the anxiety for the weirdest things. But it showed me that they're there for me. They're here. They're keeping me accountable. They're helping me just like godly friends are supposed to do. Now, again, this is not me telling you that you are wrong for having the friendships that you're having, because everyone's entitled to their own friendships and their own feelings. But there's also the saying that you are who you hang out with. And if your friendships aren't making the best decisions, I feel like you should look at that. And I'm not telling you you should cut them off at any means. But I'm also saying that you should look at it from a higher perspective of, do you want to be associated always as this, or are you turning into the bad decisions that they're making? And if you're wanting to be called to a higher standard, start searching. You're going to find your godly friendships. I promise you. Get involved in the church. Meet the people there. Talk around the people that sit around you during the services. The people I've met today, I am so grateful for my friendships, but they all came out of different ways. I met them through other people, most of them, but it all started with me going to church and me getting introduced to someone that became one of my closest godly friends. But also, it's okay if you're in that part of looking right now, because it took me forever. I'm still on my journey of still figuring out who my godly friends are, who are my close friends, who are my ride or dies, who are my acquaintances. It takes a lot for me to try to figure that out. But again, it is okay. We are human and God's here for us, and He is ultimately our biggest friend. He wants us to come to Him, talk to Him. He is our Father, but He is also our person that is always here for us and our friend. So just talk to Him. Talk to Him. Pray about it. Say you want your godly friends to keep Him, then keep you accountable to get closer to Him, because He is going to help you. He is going to grant those prayers for you because He wants you to get closer to Him. He loves us so much and He wants us to be so happy. Now, I'm going to start going into toxic friendships, toxic people in your life. Now, I don't know if you've ever dealt with it, and I'm so happy for you if you've never dealt with any toxic friendships. I am the person who hates drama but ends up getting the toxic friendship dramas, and then I always question if I'm the problem. And to this day, like, I still question that. But then there's the times that people that have hurt me or did stuff that was not great in the past have reached out to me and apologized and asked for my forgiveness, and was apologizing so much that I was such a great friend and it was their fault. Now, I'm not saying I was perfect in any of these situations, by all means, and I'm still growing. And me looking back now, I know I've made mistakes, and I know I was petty for some things, and I know I was childish, but that's what growing is all about. And it's for you to own up to what you've done. And that also goes into forgiveness, which I've been working on, and I've forgiven so many people, and I've asked for forgiveness from so many people. And that is just a growing thing. And it also makes your heart less heavy because you're going to have less anxiety over it. But you do have to learn to forgive. But for those friendships, I'm going to say, I'm not going to go into very much detail, but I'm going to talk about some stories. So there was one in high school. It was me, and then there was a bunch of people in this friend group. It was probably the biggest friend group I've ever seen in high school. I think there was 20 of us, and I don't feel like a friend group should be that big, because that's where the drama and the he said, she said stuff comes into play. But this was around after my car accident, where I started going on my journey of following Christ to start my testimony. And I feel like they noticed the change of me trying to figure myself out, and I wasn't just trying to just follow along and have friends just to get through high school. And I was kind of starting to learn, like, no, I don't want to do that kind of thing, and I wanted to follow more with Christ. And they kind of judged me off of the fact that because I'm Christian, I believe certain ways. Like, I'll give the direct example, but it was, I got cut out of a friend group because I told a girl, because she was telling me that if you're gay, you can't own a Chick-fil-A. Now, mind you, I don't even know if this is true, but whatever, this is what she was saying. And all I said was, well, if they are a Christian company, I mean, I guess that would make sense on why they're saying that, because they're trying to stick with their morals. And from that, she flipped out on me saying, oh, so you don't like gay people? Oh, because you're... And then went into it saying, oh, because Jaden's Christian, she hates gay people. And everyone in that friend group cut me out. For months, they cut me out. I'm pretty sure they didn't start even talking to me again until prom. And this happened in, like, November, December. So it was a very long time, and I had classes with every single one of them, and our assigned seats were all next to each other, and they pretended like I didn't exist. Now, from these friendships, like, if I wasn't strong enough as I was, people have committed suicide for things like this. And I'm not going to say it was easy. It was not easy by all means. I was so isolated and I felt so alone that I wanted to just leave school. I'm not that person that I would ever have the thoughts of like hurting myself, but it made me see differently people, because I grew up always saying like suicide was such a selfish thing. And that was a very big eye opener for me, because I was starting to relate to people that would do that for how they felt in high school, because in a sense it was bullying and I didn't go to anyone. My parents knew and they talked me through it. They helped me so much. They helped me call them out, and I put them all on a group chat and I sent one big text, because it was like weird because some of the kids didn't have classes every day of the week because of dual enrollment, so I wasn't going to have all of them at the same time. So I put all 20 of them on a group chat and I texted my feelings to them in a respectful manner. But if I didn't have my parents that I had, or I wasn't raised the way that I was to be more confident in myself, I don't know how that would have turned out. But I know how hard it was. And I learned that they weren't my close friends by any means. I don't even talk to any of them anymore. And that is okay. But they've also shaped me into who I am today. And I'm grateful for that. And I can take that experience and I can tell this story saying that you're not alone and you just have to fight through it. And then there was also a friendship that she was the person I considered my ride or die best friend in high school. And she didn't go to my school. I brought her to my senior prom and everything. And she betrayed me in the most possible way I could. And this actually is what I told in my testimony in the first episode on what took me on my spiral of partying and drinking and pretty much going crazy my first semester and first month of second semester of my freshman year of college, because that is what brought me to my point of I couldn't trust people, because she did something that I never thought would ever happen, especially with our age differences. And I was genuinely so hurt, and it's taken me a while, but I have finally forgiven her. And I have looked at the good of it, and she did me a favor of me not going down a path that I probably shouldn't have with a guy. So he wasn't who he said he was either. And I've learned that it's okay that people do things, and you have to look at the good in situations too. Even though you may feel like you've hit rock bottom, you haven't. You haven't, I promise. Just go to God. He will help you. Romans 16:17 says, I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause division and create obstacles in contract to the teaching you've received. Turn away from them. So when you find out, basically what this is saying is the people that are the toxic friendships, or they've betrayed you, forgive them. Yes, they're giving you an obstacle of something that you've had to go and turn away from, and you had to move forward and go past it. But also don't go back to them. You can forgive and not go back. That is also a difference. You don't have to forgive and that automatically means you're friends again. No, you can forgive and not be friends again. And that is something that I feel like a lot of us needed to know, because I used to think that once I forgive, I had to be friends with them again. And no, that's not the case. You can forgive, never forget, and you can forgive and not be friends again. Just say, I personally don't want to see you anymore. And that is okay. I want to say it gets easier. And in a sense, it does get easier, because you kind of learn and you know yourself now on what you can handle. But to this day, I still have people that I considered my close friends to betray me and lose my trust and play with my feelings, and I have just learned that I have to love myself more, and I have to create that space. And your other friends that are like in the same friend groups, they have to learn that even though you are a people pleaser, forgiveness doesn't mean that you have to be friends with them still. the people that betrayed your trust. And that's something that I'm still working on, because I've always had the anxiety of trying to please everyone else and learn that that's not what I have to do. I have to also protect my heart and protect my peace at the end of the day. And I go to God about it, and I don't have anxiety about it anymore. I've prayed about friendships that have ended recently, and I've learned that God's going to bring me through trials that I have to see, and it was an eye-opening experience, and losing trust is a sad thing, but God is going to be there for you, and He is going to carry you through what you need. So don't be upset. Don't be scared about cutting off people that shouldn't be in your life. And that's something I really wanted the message to portray today, that you're not alone. And if you're questioning friendships, pray about it. Pray about it and see what God is telling you to do. Because if He's saying to cut them off, or if He's telling you to create space, do it. He's helping you for your benefit so then you can grow. And I feel like that's what a lot of people needed to hear today, that you might not even realize you're in a friendship that you really didn't realize that you shouldn't be in. Or maybe you're putting someone that's an acquaintance as a close friend, and you're like, wait a minute, no, she's just an acquaintance, or he's just an acquaintance. Like, why am I telling them this much stuff? Because at the end of the day, you don't know what they're going to use if they're not actually genuine, what they could do with that information that you're telling them. But I really do hope that this helped some of you guys today. And I hope you get something from this. And I want you guys to pray about it. And I hope you guys stay tuned for next episode, where I'm thinking I'm having a special guest. We're supposed to have a special guest next week, but we will see. If not, we'll have another amazing scheduled plan of whatever I'm going to be talking about. And it's going to be whatever God tells me in that moment to talk about with you guys. But have an amazing rest of your guys' day.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.